Blog Talk Radio.
Fans, this is Troy Larson here, and I'm here with another broadcast of Troy's Twins Chat. And joining me here tonight is my dad. His name is Craig Larson. How's it going tonight, Dad?
Good, Troy. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Why don't we start off here talking about the Twins minor league clubs that wrapped up their seasons earlier tonight. I know that the Chattanooga Lookouts won their game 4-0 to win the Southern League championship, and then I also know that Class A Cedar Rapids Colonels, they lost 3-2, and I know that the Colonels have the tying in winning runs on base and bomb of the eighth inning, and also have the tying run on base and the bomb of ninth, but they could not score and therefore lost to Western Michigan. And so Western Michigan is the Midwest League champion. So a good season for Twins minor leagues, having two teams go all the way to the finals. So, but anyway, back to what we really want to talk about, and that's our Minnesota Twins. Last week, they won on Monday, and then they lost 5 straight home. And then yesterday they won 8-1 over the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And Dad, what are your thoughts on the week of play from last week?
Well, I think they missed out on some opportunities. I think they probably feel the same way. I think they probably should have won more of those games than what they did, and I think that I feel the same way too. They, at times in pitch well, at times they'd have runners on base. They couldn't get the hit at the key time. And that's just what happens with baseball sometimes, too.
You know, maybe the Twins, I know I've made a few defensive mistakes.
Yep.
Some plays that probably could have been made but weren't. I think it's more on the offensive side of the thing where the Twins made mistakes. Let's take Saturday's game. Poof was out the plate. The Twins had a rally going. Miguel Sano had hit a two-run homer in the bottom of the seventh inning. And then Poof got on base, and he did make it to third. But Trevor Poof, he was out the plate. And I believe that did not end the inning, but it was a crucial run, because otherwise, if a Poof had scored, the Twins would have had to lead a 4-3, and probably would have won. Had an opportunity at that point to win the game.
That was on that bunt of Suzuki's, right?
Excuse me.
That on the bunt of Suzuki's.
Oh yeah, that squeeze point. You know what? Now that I think of it, I think that Suzuki should have maybe tried a sacrifice fly or something like that. Been maybe a safety squeeze or
Well, I think if you're going to run that safety squeeze, you need somebody else besides Plouf on third base. I mean, he's not that fast to begin with. And I think even Molitor has said that, I think, since then. I don't know, does Suzuki do that on his own? I never really heard that.
I think that's what I've heard, that he did on his own.
Yeah.
You know, thing is, when you're the base runner for a base, you have to have a good idea of what the hitter's going to do at the plate. And I don't know how you're going to signal to a base runner what you're going to do.
Yeah.
It probably... We almost have to maybe kind of watch the batter, see what he's going to do.
Yeah, plus, you know, I don't remember, it wasn't a bad bunt, but it wasn't a great bunt either. And, of course, like we just mentioned, Plouf is not what you call, you know, a lot of speed, so. That was a big play, though. I don't doubt that either. You know, they still had an opportunity to score more runs that inning, but at the time, I don't think they have any outs on it even. They have one.
I think there might have been one out.
Hmm.
I think there might have been one out because I think it seems almost like Plouf was the second out.
Now, the game that we went to last week, Troy, on Thursday night, you score five runs in the bottom of the first, and you give them right back the next top of the next inning. And I mean, the first two innings, I mean, I think they lasted about an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes, didn't they?
I think so. It was just like the game itself, that was almost like another doubleheader.
Yep.
You know, 4-plus hours of baseball, 9 innings. And I'll tell you what, when you have that lead of 5-0 after one inning, you're thinking, wow, you know, this could be easy for the Twins, you know.
Yeah.
I can't recall a game where I witnessed a 5-0 lead, and then you cough it up the next inning.
Yep.
You know, I don't recall any games like that. I'm sure there haven't, but I think this one kind of, sticks in our minds because of how long it lasted and just how the thing played out.
Well, then they even came back to winning. Did they get back within a run, I think? And then right away, start giving up the home run balls again. You know, they brought in the inning when – who was pitched that night? Malone, right?
Yep, Malone pitched – yeah, he did face four bat. No, I think he made four outs, I think.
Yeah, and I think – well, he of course, the walks all entered into the thing too, which is really disappointing. As far as some of the runs they scored.
Yep, so, and of course, we bring AJ Ochtern.
Yep.
On a 2-0 count, he gives up a grand slam to Mike Trout.
Yeah, well, getting behind on the count to a good hitter like Trout, I mean, you're just asking for trouble. And it's exactly what he did. And he came and he threw him right down Broadway and ended up in the middle of center field bleachers. So, I don't know, it was a disappointing loss.
You know, and I think Paul Molitor made a point, whether or not I believe, you bring a young kid like that, and the Molitor basically said, well, you know, he's probably, you know, he's kind of feeling me, you know, he's kind of feeling me pressure, and, you know, it's like, you know, you get behind the hitter, Trout, and it's like, okay, I must throw a strike, and, you know, I don't know, should the Twins have brought somebody different, maybe?
Yeah, I don't remember what their situation was with pitching at the time, from the day before or whatever.
Well, yeah, because the day before we had a 12-inning game against the Tigers, Detroit Tigers, and I'll tell you what, that was probably one of the better games of the week other than Saturday's game.
Yeah.
And the Twins lost that one, too, and that was kind of the same deal, missed opportunities at the plate.
Yep.
Last Wednesday, but anyway, go back to Thursday. The final score back game was 11-8.
Okay.
And, you know, that was, and, you know, my thinking at the time was that the series was definitely the Angels' favor. And then last Saturday, of course, they had to make up they had to postpone Friday's game. So last Saturday, we had this day night doubleheader, and I think sometimes in the back of your mind, because of a loss on Thursday, especially when we had the lead, you think maybe this is the Angels' favor. Well, it wasn't really the Angels' favor in my first game that day. And Twins and Angels had basically a pitcher's duel going through the first five innings. And unfortunately, the Twins did tie, but they would lose in the 12th inning. So,
yeah, that was just another disappointing loss.
You know, but you know what? Here's the thing. I would also like to point out too, Dad. While the Twins were losing last week, the Houston Astros also were losing, and I think, Dad, this is a blessing in disguise for the Twins. Because let's say the Astros maybe, instead of losing five straight like we did last week, although we did the last two. Let's say the Astros maybe won 4 out of 7 last week. Well, then the Twins will be staring at an even bigger deficit to climb to get to that final wild card spot. So I think the fact Houston's been, they did win Saturday night, and they did win yesterday, but the fact they lost their previous five games last week, I think it's a blessing in disguise for the Twins, and the Twins did not take advantage of that. And, that's why 2.5 games back, heading into the game tonight, the Astros are facing the Los Angeles Angels.
I'll give you an update on the score right now if you want to hear it.
Yes.
End of 8, Angels are losing 6-3.
They're losing 6-3.
Yep.
I think if you're a Twins fan, you'd want the Angels to win tonight because then the Twins would be half a game up on the Angels for with the Astros. Well, actually, I think if you're a Twins fan, you want the Houston Astros to do this tonight because then tomorrow the Twins can open up a series against Cleveland here at Target Field, looking at a 2-game deficit to get to that second wild card spot versus a 3-game deficit.
Yep.
And unfortunately, that's not the result. I just heard it's not what we're looking for.
No, but I don't think anybody else of these teams that obviously Cleveland, the Twins don't play, and that's two of them, and then the third one, Texas, must be off today too.
Yep.
I think they probably are too.
Yeah. So,
they are.
So by the end of the night, we could see a 3-game deficit for the Twins to get to that second wild card spot, but I'll tell you what, it could have been a lot bigger if Houston had been winning. But I mean, outside of coin dab, Benny would be chasing the Texas Rangers. So, but
yeah.
Still,
well, you need some of those teams. And obviously, we don't play those teams anymore. So you got to hope they lose, and of course, you have to win your games too. That's the most important thing. If they can do that. I'm just looking here. Houston would be at 150 games right now, and with one night, 151. Yeah, even after tonight, Houston's only got 11 games left to play this year.
Yep, after tonight.
Yep, they'll only have 11.
Yep, so the Twins have 13, and
yep.
I'll tell you what, the fact we have a couple off days coming up, the Astros, I think, is another blessing for the Twins, because two nights the Twins play, that would equal a game total. Big game on the Astros.
Yep, well, the most important thing is the Twins are 2 games. They have 2 more losses than Houston does. That's the column that matters. You can't make those up. So, obviously, the Twins will have 13 games left. And
what? This? How could this? You know what I think happened, folks? I think I scheduled another 15-minute show tonight.
Really? Well, we better wrap it up real quick then, Troy.
Sorry about that, folks. I don't know what happened today, but...
Anyway, why don't you go through the Twins' schedule here real quick for the remainder of the season?
Okay, for the remainder of the season, we are going to face Cleveland, the Indians here at Target Field. And then this weekend, we go to Detroit.
Three with Cleveland, 3 with Detroit, right?
Yep, 3 and... Yep, face the Detroit Tigers. And then next week... we will be facing a 4-game series in Cleveland against the Indians. And the last weekend of the series, which is the first weekend in October, we will be facing the Kansas City Royals. And I'll tell you what.
That's at home.
Yes, that's at home. And I'll tell you what. These are very important games coming up. And when the last time the Twins played the Indians here at Target Field, they won 2 out of 3, if my memory serves me correct.
Yep.
However, the weekend before when we were at Cleveland, it was not. That was probably one of the low points of the season. We're 1-6 that week. So very. This is going to be very key 2 weeks of the season. And one other news we should point out, Tommy Malone, they are going to at least skip his start in the rotation. And they will be so Phil Hughes will be pitching on Wednesday against the Cleveland Indians. So they're skipping Tommy Malone because of shoulder soreness. So
okay, better wrap it up, Troy.
Yeah, wrap it up, because I think they're going to eventually pull the plug on us. So, well, folks, sorry about that. I don't know what happened. And I think I did not change it to 30-minute show earlier today when I made this episode. So, folks, we kind of covered the bare bones I wanted to cover, but follow me on Twitter at Troy's Twins Blog. Troy's Twins Blog is how you can follow me on Twitter. And if you want to subscribe to the show, look for the Troy Washington Show on iTunes. The Troy Washington Show is how you can find me on iTunes. Well, Dad, thanks for joining me here tonight.
Yep.
We will next talk to you on October 5th, the night before the playoffs start, for our playoff preview show. So until then, so long, everybody.